Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard, and we're joined by State Auditor Mary Moseman talking about her election bid. Well, Mary, welcome to Knoxville.
It's wonderful to be here.
Well, big crowd this morning,
yes.
And I've seen you talking to a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
And you were recently appointed State Auditor, right?
Like yes, I was appointed to serve as a State Auditor May of 2013, so I've been here a little over a year.
So how's it going?
It's going very well. It's a wonderful office. I'm very enthused about the service that we provide to the people of Iowa. We audit. We audit every day and all day, and that impacts the level of trust that people have of government officials handling your money or your tax dollars.
Well, somebody should be, right?
Absolutely. That's what we do every day and all day.
Well, what's the process then? I mean, how does it happen?
Well, our authority is state government and local government. So we do audit all of state government. We have oversight responsibilities for the local government. So we may do their audits, or they can choose a private CPA firm. In our oversight responsibilities, we still provide training and guidelines for the private CPA firms that conduct local government audits. And therefore, we go in, we verify that their financial position is accurately stated. We will also make sure that they're operating efficiently since they're using taxpayer dollars to operate. And sad to say, we do get involved when there's reports of mismanagement or fraud in our government entities because we will do investigative audits as well. So we're very busy every day and all day with our audit work.
All right, but by and large, mm-hmm. do our local governments do well?
Yes, absolutely. The local authority of our local governments and the leadership of our state departments, overall going very well. We just verify that in our audit work because, again, it's government entities using taxpayer dollars at whatever level we're speaking about. So that's very necessary, required by auditing standards, required by law to have these audits, and most need to be done by a private CPA firm or the state auditor's office. So that's why we're very thrilled with the service that we do provide to the people of Iowa.
Well, now, it's not just anybody that can fill this role.
No.
I mean, like for a lot of positions,
no.
People with a wide variety of backgrounds can
Correct.
Fill it, but not the state auditor.
State auditor's office is a CPA firm, one of the largest in Iowa. And I am a CPA, and in order for the office to maintain a status as a CPA firm, the state auditor must be a CPA. By law, it's not actually required that the auditor be a CPA, but if the state auditor is not a CPA, we would lose status as a CPA firm. Therefore, CPAs would probably not want to work in the state auditor's office because they want to work for CPA firms.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't want to work with somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess.
It's pretty common sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know today about your office and about you?
I'll tell you just a little bit about me. Lifelong Iowan. I've been in government accounting for a little over 10 years because I had the privilege of being elected the Story County Auditor. So I'll give a shout out to the local officials out there. I know how closely they work with their citizens, and that's where the connection is, and that's where a lot of the tax dollars go, is to the local governments. So give a shout out to the local officials. And again, just honored to be serving the people of Iowa in this role.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And that's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, State Auditor Mary Moseman, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at knia.krls.com.